It's the guy G Holy, and thank you for tuning back in. You know, we're growing and we're building together this community. I'm gonna put y'all together somehow, man, because I want my community to be a community. So yeah, we're figuring that out right now as we speak. But today I want to speak about freedom. I've already spoken about freedom, but this is freedom part two, so I'm speaking about freedom in a different manner, a different fashion. So you got people who talk about freedom, and it's always more along the lines of, I want to be physically free. You know, I want to not have my body belong to anyone or anyone else, anything else. I want to have financial freedom. I don't want to wake up in financial chains. You know, I want to have all different kinds of freedom, right? Or they even say, I want to have mental freedom. But see, like, mental freedom can be thought about in a few different ways, right? You want to be free to think what you can think. Nobody can even police what you think, as far as, like, if you can think it, then you'll think it, right? Like, so it's not about mental freedom that I'm talking about when I say mental freedom. Not the typical way you would hear it. I mean, mental freedom to think what you want to think at all times, because you have barriers that you've collected through programming over time that don't even allow you to think in different ways. You may hear some information and you may just write it off immediately. That's not freedom. Mental freedom don't look like, I've never heard of that, so I'm going to shut it out. That's mental programming. You want to have the freedom to have whatever. You want to hear something and you want to say, I'll entertain that. Every single thing that you hear in life, you want to say, I'll entertain that. Because you'll miss jewels when you don't. When you push things away just because they sound a little fantastical from the viewpoint that you have already. Like, your perspective won't allow you to see that this is valid or semi-valid or just has something to it. You know, like, I don't want to keep using flat earth for stuff, but I can tell you the idea of the earth being flat, and this is a sense of flat earth is like religion now. It's like something like you're not supposed to talk about, but I'm not talking about in the context of like what, like trying to get you to believe it or what I believe in or not. No, I'm just saying in my personal experience. Well, first of all, the first time I encountered flat earth, let's say, was when they when looking back, they was trying to just program me. But the whole, oh, before Columbus, right, which we know is bullshit now, but this is what I was taught in school. It was like, before Columbus, Christopher Columbus, people thought that you could sail off the edge of the earth. But then now we know that's not true, because the earth is round and nobody's ever fell off, right? There are different reasons, even if the earth was a box like they described, and you could, it's different reasons why you wouldn't fall off, other than the fact that it's a fucking square. Like, it's, I don't even want to get into that, but that was just more programming. So, you know, they got globes in every classroom. Every classroom you go in, there's a globe. Every time you turn on a science channel for your children, if you got children, you know this, there's a globe. So when I heard about flat earth, I wasn't free enough to even though I knew innately what was actually going on, I felt it, but I wasn't even free enough to say, you know what, I'll give that a real shot. I went into it like, this is so stupid, I gotta see it, which is good sometimes because you find information that way. But I went into it like, yo, this is so retarded that I just want to laugh at this shit and just see it. And then this is where my freedom kicked in at. I said, okay, Because I can't, me personally, why I'm a good critic and why I feel like I should take the place of a hip-hop critic is because I'm so objective. I don't let things blind me. I don't let who I like blind me to who somebody really is. I don't let, you get what I'm saying? I'm a good, the reason I'm good at judging character is because I'm good at just being objective, period. I judge my mom on the same scale I judge a stranger. And that's a unique skill because I don't come across it every day. You know, like some people are just skewed. They might look at their mom and see a person who is untouchable, like not able to not be even looked at like a pure being, like angelic being, you know. And I look at my mom like a person, and I look at a stranger like a person. So like, everybody got their flaws, everybody got their upside, their downside, whatever, whatever, whatever. So when I got hit with that information, I was like, oh shit, damn. And then I started to do my own research. But point being, if I wasn't the type of person who would even allow myself the mental space, the mental freedom to be like, let me entertain everything, I wouldn't even one clicked on it. And then two, when I went into it, I just would have went into it thinking, how can I pick it apart? Not really taking in the information as like on a blank slate, like a blank piece of paper and nothing's on it. No, I would have already had drew on all the paper, and then it would have been no room for any other carvings or writings, right? So I came out of that thinking myself. I was like, wow, thank me that I'm so open. And I don't think you realize that, like, just like fear. I've talked about this on the manifest before, but fear is so crippling and it's sneaky at times. You don't even know the levels of fear. You think you got rid of all your fear, and then it's right there in your face. Because fear don't always manifest itself as like looking like fear. Like sometimes fear could look like anger. Sometimes fear can disguise itself as sadness. Sometimes fear can disguise itself as, you know, people just being off-putting, or like, you know, somebody who is scared to answer a question in the classroom. Their fear plays out as disruption. They'll disrupt the whole class so that the attention don't have to be on them in a way they don't want it to be on them. They want everybody to laugh at them. They want to be cool. They want to be funny. But they don't want the pressure of having to answer a question that they might not know the answer to in class. And so you see those people, as they develop, they'll just build a personality, like a character around that fear and protect it, right? So you never really think of the person that is the class clown as the most fearful in the class. But in all actuality, that's what's happening. Right? Because the brave person is raising their hand even if they don't have the answer. Even if they don't think, like, damn, I'm about to just participate because I'm not scared to look a certain way. I want to really learn regardless at all costs. And they put it out on the line. And the fearful class clown has never really looked at it like that. So that's a good example of, you know, something looking like something else. Like how fear can look like disruption or anger or something like that, right? So also, mental chains can look the same way. Like, they don't have to look like somebody who is just pushing information away because they just don't want to hear it, right? Like, somebody would be like, you'll rush somebody on the street, right? Like, somebody who is a Jehovah's Witness, they'll rush somebody with a book, right? If they rush a person with a book and that person is Muslim and they're trying to give them like a watchtower, that person will look and say, they're not going to say, I already have my programming. I don't want any more programming to try to disrupt that programming. They'll say, oh, I don't have time, or no, thank you, or See, a truly free person would be a Muslim and still take that watchtower. You know why? Because they would understand truth is truth through and through. If what I believe checks out as truth, there's no way you can disrupt that. There's no way you can disrupt actual truth. So I'll take that. I'll take some Buddha shit. I'll take some other shit. You get what I'm saying? And whatever is the truth will come out. But that's a slick way of not having mental freedom and not even like knowing it. You won't even recognize it as I'm programmed so much that my programming is telling me to not let any other programs in. So just dig deep within yourself and figure out what type of mental programming you've got that's so foundational that you don't even notice it. It's so many levels to mental chains, to not having mental freedom. If you don't delve into your own mind for years and years and years and years, you won't even know what you're not free about. It's like a disease that's don't really have symptoms. You will only know if you go take a specific test for that. So you will have to go in your mind and do that specific work. Let me see what chains I'm putting on myself that's unnecessary, that's not allowing me to have a fully free mind. You want to be the person that is like an innovator. You know how innovators, their minds are so free that sometimes they like overly ambitious in their minds, but a lot of that shit comes true. The niggas who said, I'm about to make a plane. The level of mental chains they would have to not be bound by to think that they can make something that propels through the sky as a mode of transportation. Those people would be fucking crazy. Imagine somebody telling you this shit. Like in real life, like, you get what I'm saying? It's kind of normal to us now, but like the reason I mess with the inventors and the innovators is because the level of freedom they possess is out of this world. It's out of this world. Like, I'm just watching the Kanye joint, right? The Kanye like interview, the latest Kanye interview. That's fucking, you know, every time you do anything, it's like a craze. The Kanye craze. So we're in the middle of a Kanye craze right now, right? Currently in the whole world is the Kanye craze, right? And some of the things he said let me know that his mind, his level of freedom, he's running at about a 88-90% level of freedom, because it allowed him to say some of the things that he said. Not that he said it, but that he thought it. He said something specific about, well, if I'm signed to Adidas and Nike is trying to sign me. I mean, if I'm signed to Adidas and I wear a Nike shoe, well, then why can't I do that? If they can go, if Adidas can go get different athletes, why can't I wear different brands? See, a slave would never think like that. A slave would think, hey, I'm signed to a contract. I'm bound to that contract. That contract says I can't do this. Boom, I'm not doing it. That'd have been it. But see, people who end up being history makers, they think like that. They think, okay, why not? Why not? Why can't I go to my job and say, yo, I don't want a W-2. I want to do a W-9, W-10. I want to be an independent contractor or sole proprietor in my own thing. And y'all pay me through my company. Why can't you do that? People do that. Mind you, the people who have the knowledge, I mean, not the knowledge, but the freedom in their mind to say, oh, my job could hire me as a company. I don't have to work under my social security number. Sometimes your job will oblige that, but you got to be free enough to, you see what I'm saying? That's how deep the mental chains go. You wouldn't have thought of that. Not because you wasn't capable of thinking it, but because your programming is still such that it's not an allowance for that train of thought. That's what I'm saying. The people who say, why not? Those people done broke so many chains that their mind is totally free or almost totally free. Why not? That's a good question. And in his case, he wears Nikes. He's signed to Adidas. He's the only one who does it. And they don't say shit about it. Because you can't say nothing to a free man. I said it before and I say it again. It's people who were sovereign. Black people who were sovereign during quote unquote slavery. Because they had the mindset that they didn't even have to be a slave. So they went and got their paperwork right. And in that case, the slave owners can't say shit to a free man. In some cases, those black people even ended up owning slaves, according to history. I didn't make it up. People said it. So those were the people who had a free enough mind to say, this ain't got to be my fate. I don't have to stay here. Even if I'm here, I don't have to stay here. And so that's about it. For the mental freedom, I'll probably do a part 3 to really just dig deep. Maybe write some stuff down because I'm always freestyling and spitballing. I haven't written anything down, I don't think, yet. Maybe once. And, so you never know how deep those mental chains go. Just go as deep as you possibly can and strip away any programming that may be having you look at things with a skewed view already, with a distorted perception already. Be able to take everything in whole, like whole foods. Be able to take in everything whole. You get what I'm saying? A whole, don't look at an apple and see a fucking pear because your view is distorted. Take it in whole, all the way, right? For what it is, in absolute truth. Omni God G Holy. There's been Dream Team Manifest as usual, and free yourself.